Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Morning shade time at Magic 106.7. This is going to elicit a collective ew, but there's a chance for you to own Hugh Hefner's smoking jacket. Ready? Let's say it together.
Ew. Oh, see, Kendra said, oh.
There's interest there?
Maybe. It's kind of, I don't know. I'm
skeeved out just talking about it.
I wanted to have met him. I thought he was kind of a cool guy. He didn't creep me out. I don't know why. He just didn't.
Little creepy.
Yeah.
Little creepy.
No, you look back on some of this. This is the guy, the publisher of Playboy magazine for years and years and years. It's time for the Morning Shade, and we're sponsored by Nelly's Eggs. What's going on, Sue?
Well, first off, Kanye West gave the Ugandan president a pair of Yeezys. I'm not even making this up. Kanye engaged in what is being...
Why don't you stop paying attention and maybe he'll go away? That's my feeling.
Listen, he's not going anywhere. So he engaged in what is being called fruitful discussions with the African country's leader and then gave him a pair of sneakers. West has been vacationing in a national park in Uganda with his wife, Kim Kardashian, and is reportedly, wait for it, recording music in a tent.
Okay.
Everything. I do not think for a second that Kim Kardashian is sitting on a sleeping bag in a tent.
No, he rented out like an entire like safari area, like spot for them. They're probably in some high end tent.
Yeah.
It's probably like when you go camping, you go glamping. Like
it's not the kind of tent we're imagining.
No.
There's Wi-Fi and blenders and self-service.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. And yes, Hugh Hefner's belongings are going to go up for auction November 30th through December 1st. The list of auction items include the Playboy founder's signature black silk pajamas and red smoking jacket. Proceeds from the auction will benefit Hef's foundation, which advocates for civil liberties, LGBTQ rights, and the legalization of medical marijuana.
Well, that's okay.
And what really happened between Ariana Grande and Pete Davidson? Reports now that she ended the engagement the end of last week, but was still on the SNL set this past Saturday night, packing on the PDA. Then it broke the very next day that the wedding was off. She apparently told him that she's not emotionally ready to plan a wedding right now.
I don't believe any of this. They were together on Saturday night. They were together at set of the Saturday
Night Live set on the set of SNL say she was there and they seemed fine. Like they were clearly a couple, but yet they had broken up a couple of days prior. This is why Kendra and I keep telling you this whole thing is a show.
Yeah.
It's
Maybe they're
ridiculous.
Still together. Maybe they're going to surprise us all and get married at City Hall this week or something like that. What do you think about that?
I'm starting not to care. I care about celebrities.
I was there a couple weeks ago with that.
Yeah. No, you were. And you know me. I care about celebrities like in a freakishly weird way. Right. And I'm really starting not to care now.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay.
Bored.
I'm done with you. Mm-hmm. And, the Roseanne spinoff, The Conners, premieres tonight at 8 o'clock on ABC. Everyone is back, minus Roseanne Barr, of course. Producers haven't confirmed how they'll write her character off after her firing. She claims it will be an overdose, but they have not said that, so we'll have to wait and see what happens.
She also claims she's not going to be watching and won't
Which
be tweeting about it. Of course she will.
Of course she will. How would you not? And your strange celebrity tweet, I think we'll put Kendra in the hot seat today.
Okay. Oh, joy.
This is actually, who posted this about his dad trying to explain his Nespresso machine, okay?
I got a complicated one?
Yeah.
Listen.
This is somebody who posted it about his dad, so you know it's a male, his dad trying to explain his Nespresso machine. He said this, "You just put in the Netflix pods and the espresso comes right out. It's easy." Was it Aziz Ansari, Chris Pratt, or John Krasinski? We're going to tell you coming up next.
No idea.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.